in the Army, right, come from all walks of life. I mean, you're talking an 18-year-old guy who's lived on a farm in, you know, Montana or Tennessee his entire life.
Right.
Never traveled more than 5 miles away from home. And, you know, within 3 years, they're going to be in Normandy. So the way it worked for the 101st, right, and there's every division was a little different, but the 101st and the 82nd, we were activated in Claiborne, Camp Claiborne, Louisiana. We trained there, and we kind of did our basic training. And so they created the unit from scrap right there, as well as from the 82nd Infantry Division at the time. And so they ripped the 82nd apart, the Infantry Division, and then created two airborne divisions. And then they filled the rosters with, you know, soldiers that they thought would meet the airborne standard at the time, or the paratrooper standard. And with that, we trained in Camp Claiborne for almost a year and became a competent unit. And then we went to Georgia, where we trained as a unit. And essentially, and I'm sure you probably know a little bit about this, but nowadays when you enlist in the military, you go to basic training as a soldier, and then you go to AIT. Well, back in the day, you didn't have that. You went to basic training with your unit, and then your unit went to, like, a unit-level AIT. And we have, like, that unit-level training in the Army now, but it's a lot different, right? And it's not for the period they went to. So they go to Georgia before they go to England. And they go to England in 43. And they're there for about a year and a half in England as a unit. And so this unit's been together the whole time pretty much. And there is fluctuation. Some people come, some people leave. You know, there's small replacements. But generally, most of the soldiers are there the whole time. And they go to England and they continue to train up. And so this is, in England is where the division will do. They will do pre-jumps to Normandy. And there's a lot of thought that goes into D-Day. I mean, you could, and I'm not exaggerating, you could watch instructional videos, you could read for years and still not fully understand the scope of the D-Day invasion. The level of detail is just absolutely absurd that went into planning considerations for Operation Overlord. I'll give you one very simple one to give you a little bit of context.
Sure.
The invasion had to happen at the right time. Specifically, there had to be enough illumination, and there had to be not a too high of a tide, but not too low of a tide, which is why D-Day is on June 6th, is because that's when all of those conditions were met, along with everything else that they had to do. That was like requirements for us to execute Operation Overlord. And the level of planning that went into the operation was just, it was just absolutely absurd. It is easily considered the largest, it is the largest amphibious assault, but it is easily considered one of the most significant battles in history, because it is. I mean, you can study it for years because of its scope and you know, have lessons learned from every aspect of it.